Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I'll explain that to you in a minute. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. It's a fun day. This is one of them I look forward to every year. We've done it on this exact... It's like Christmas today, isn't it?
Christmas for sports fans, yeah.
Christmas for sports fans. Football's back. Actual, really, real football that counts.
College started last night.
Really? I didn't see that.
Hawaii,
I thought college was next week.
Just Hawaii and someone else last night.
I thought it didn't start till next week. There's no football on tomorrow, is there? College football on Saturday? I thought it was all next week. I guess not.
You're off a week, aren't you? One of us is.
Lehigh start next week.
Murray State.
Yeah.
35-point favorites. How's that feel?
Illinois is a 35-point favorite?
Yep.
Oh, I just can't believe it. It's great. I love Lovie Smith. I love Lovie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show for the annual football preview show. It is mainly high school. It is Brian Wees Turner. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing, Brian?
Doing good. Thanks. Finally got a night of sleep last night.
Thanks so very much. Yeah, I was going to say, you put together a mammoth deal here that goes in the press. How much time do you spend putting this thing together? You think to start to finish? Do you have any idea?
Actual hours?
Because you're mainly doing it.
I know it was over 70 this week.
Looking at some of the articles, you're writing, what, half the articles in there?
More than.
Oh, is that right?
I got the El Dorado sports writer sent me some, but I actually wrote just about as long as he did, added to it, basically. And then Austin over in Edwards County sent me theirs. But other team was something I put together.
You didn't get somebody send anything from Carmine? Carmine didn't?
Not this year.
No
kidding.
Probably
the first year I didn't get something from them.
I'm surprised by that. Usually they're good about that, aren't they? Carmine times.
Well, we had Toby there for years.
Yeah, Toby's
gone. Always took care of everything.
Well, that's what happens when people move up and on.
There's fewer and fewer of us left every year.
I think that's correct. I'm glad that we're the media. See, now that's the other thing. We've got the media mafia crew, the BDC media mafia crew, and it's fewer and fewer of that every year. At least maybe that's a point of people just not wanting to hang out with the media mafia.
Saying it could be personality related.
It might be personality related.
You know, everyone always talks about missing the old NEC here in Fairfield. You know, let's get the NEC back together. I'm fine with the BDC. Other than what I do miss is every town in the NEC had a newspaper and a good place to eat.
Yeah.
You don't have that in the BDC.
No, that's right. That's true. You have good places, for instance, Fairfield's got newspaper and good places to eat, but I'm thinking of Cesar Valier's got decent food, no newspaper.
Right.
You've got, what's Carl Christopher got? They've got decent food. I don't know if they have
where are you eating Christopher?
Well, they got the Maid Right.
Oh, yeah. They do have Maid Right, and they got the barbecue place.
Maid Right and the barbecue
place. See, these are the important things.
That's exactly right. What, people are wondering if we're going to talk football. No, we're talking about what you do when you go to the game. See, that's next week.
And see, I actually probably get as many text messages and phone calls, hey, we're going here, where do we eat, as I do, hey, how good are we going to be?
Oh, do you?
I think
really?
I've got that reputation.
How'd that happen?
I like to eat. If you want to know a good place to eat, ask a fat guy.
You got a point. Okay, all right, now let's talk about football. Let's start talking about football. Last year, El Dorado ended up winning the conference, right?
9-0, undefeated in the conference. 9-0,
undefeated, and then the Black Diamond just did not do well again in the playoffs.
0-4.
When is the last time the Black Diamond won a playoff game? Was that wasn't the Mules against Breeze Central, was it?
2008, against a non-BDC team.
Right.
Before that, it was when Carterville was in the league. That's what, and it gets brought up every year. I want someone to do it just so we can stop hearing about it.
Yeah, you know, that's the other troubling thing is Fairfield had it done 2 years ago in Marshall. They should have won that game.
Had that one. Never gave up a touchdown to Staunton.
Yeah.
Greenville was up two scores in the second half and lost.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, an injury happened there. And that year, they would have played Payne in the next round. And I've seen Payne on film that year. They would have beat them, gone to the semifinals. I mean, Staunton went to the championship the year they beat us without scoring.
Right. Yeah, I agree, ladies and gentlemen. Wheeze is talking.
I'm going to bring it up every year.
Wheeze is talking about the Staunton game. Fairfield ended up losing 8-0 to Staunton on a last minute touchdown. It was in the last minute, not last second, but last.
A last minute what?
A last minute fumble into the end zone.
So I always say they gave him 6 points for getting to the half yard line.
They fumbled. It was fourth down too, wasn't it?
Believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
I just have the mental image in my head still.
See, you were on the other side of the field. You saw it more.
I was straddling the pylon. I had a better view than the ref did.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem. Maybe I got in his way. Yeah, I was straddling the pylon.
Looking for the good photo. Did you get a good photo there?
Yeah. I got him reaching out, and you can see it's well short. But, I mean, still photos obviously don't prove anything.
I had no instant replay in high school football.
I offered.
I'll bet you did.
I'm available cheap.
I'll bet
obviously,
you did.
I'm a sports writer. Right. I'm obviously available cheap.
That's right. All right. El Dorado goes 9-0. Who went second? It was Johnson
Chester.
City. Or Chester second went 7-2.
Yep.
Okay. Whenever you do these polls, what do the coaches think this year? El Dorado's bringing a lot back. They're got to be the vaunted team in the league, don't you think?
I think I had one coach that didn't vote for El Dorado. Everyone else did.
Yeah, that's whenever you talk to folks, that's kind of what everybody's thinking. So, we'll get to breakdowns on the rest of the teams as the show wears on. Let's talk a little bit about Fairfield. They lost a lot of talent.
Yeah, they lost some big names, too.
Big names.
So, I mean, some of their all-time great names.
Colton Land left with he's an all-time year running back, right? Or the most yards for the year, most yards for career.
Cameron had that, and he was second for career.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was second behind Milner for career.
Cameron has
second
the year
Cameron for
the year.
Yeah.
And he was injured for three games.
Colton, he would have broke Darren's all-time rushing record if he hadn't been hurt last year.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't go out the way he wanted to.
No. And
he still won up the – he's the all-time touchdown leader and second all-time in rushing. So, yeah, I mean, that's a big name to lose.
How many touchdowns did he score? Do you remember that off the top of your head? It was a gigantic number.
And he had 20 last year.
And didn't he break the record like halfway through or something?
No, he broke –
was it the last touchdown?
The career record, the one he got in the playoff game where because, I mean, he obviously was hurt. He had a pretty nasty ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And had to miss a couple games. They tried to play through Cesar, couldn't. Came back for the playoff game up there at St. Joe Ogden, and they got him a touchdown. And that coaching staff didn't even know it at the time, but that was the record breaker.
Is that right?
It was one of those, I was looking afterwards and doing the math, and I think I was actually in the press booth after the game when I figured out, hey, that was actually the record.
Well, yeah, it wasn't Townsend leaving my interview or something when you told him that. Yeah, that's what I thought, because I think that's when I found about it, too.
He informed me in the future I should let him know those things before the like, well, I just kind of noticed. I've never been accused of being good at my job.
Well, the thing is, okay.
Although so I did hear, did I hear you properly? You were comparing me to Tolstoy and Homer as a writer. I mean, that's some lofty company.
I just said that I had to finish Tolstoy and had to finish some Dostoevsky.
See, I thought you were comparing me.
No. Although, hey,
that's
you
the way I heard it.
You're the same species.
That's true. I've got that going for us.
You're the same. You've got
although some still try to argue if Homer even existed.
You've got the Tolstoy beard.
Yeah.
I like that going. All right, so and new to the conference this year is Edwards County.
Edwards
That's
going
to be a fun little change, isn't it?
I'm all for it just because it's a 15-mile drive.
Replacing Elkville.
Yeah.
And also, well, replacing last year, Trenton. Trenton.
Tremont.
Tremont, sorry, not Trenton. I was thinking Trenton-Westland, no, that's different. Tremont. That was a good game to lose.
Yeah, it was a long way to drive for that kind of game.
And I mean, a good game for to lose off the schedule
right.
is what I mean to say. Okay, so the Mules are losing Colton Land. They lose some
Scott Esmond, Ryan Estimer, Robert Davenport are all conference players.
Yeah, any all conference coming back?
You got four kids that were all conference last year coming back.
Hefner,
Dylan Hefner was honorable mention. Wyatt Bora was honorable mention. Has been 2 years in a row.
Right.
Brant McGill was first team defense. Jaden Lewis was as well.
See, that's kind of what whenever you talk to the coaches, and correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you've gathered more of this than I have. Over the years, the Fairfield Mules, the years you've been covering them, the years I've been covering them, they have basically depended on offense. They've been outscoring people. They've tried to they like to think that, you know, they've got a solid defense, but they're wanting to outscore people. That's not really the story this year, is it?
We got eight defensive starters back this year. We were playing a lot of sophomores, and we had a freshman lead us in tackles last year. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, it's having a defensive end lead you in tackles is pretty rare because usually it's your linebackers, maybe.
Linebackers because things funnel into the middle.
And then having two defensive ends lead you in tackles is even more rare, which we did last year. And having those two being a freshman and a sophomore is just ridiculous.
Yeah. And that was the surprising thing to me that talking with Coach Townsend actually in the – in the off season. He did not. He fully did not intend to play freshmen. He does not play freshmen. Doesn't dress them unless they're going to play.
I've been here 12 years, and I think we've dressed maybe less than six in that time, and we've never had one start day one.
Yeah, and there's two this year.
Two dressing.
I don't know. They're not going to start, I presume.
No.
But they may get.
They got the jerseys this week.
They may get on the field. What was the reaction of Cade Carter, you think, and Wyatt Gilbert
night? Said Cade was pretty excited to get that red jersey.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. That's good.
The coaches had a little bit of fun with him too. Told him to bring his freshman jersey.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm talking to Brian Wiesturner. We're going to get deeper into the Fairfield Mules as well as into the rest of the Black Diamond Conference. Probably talk a little college football. And maybe a little pro football, too, before the end of the show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back in just a sec. Well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield, Illinois, appreciate you tuning in. It's 926, 90 degrees already outside. Going to be a little bit warmish at the football field tonight, sounds like, Wheeze.
Yeah, it's going to be hot and humid. Hopefully dry.
My guest is Brian Wiesturner of the Wayne County Press, and we've so they'll be a little bit longer. They'll have the water breaks and stuff in between periods, and well, not in between, but during periods, I suspect, right?
I would think so. If it's, I mean, because you figure 90 with this kind of humidity, the heat index is going to be way up there.
Let's talk a little bit about Fairfield's offense going into tonight. New quarterback, although he did finish the year starting
last year. Macklin Snyder.
Macklin Snyder. He's a senior. He's a pretty decent-sized quarterback. He's gained an inch or two. Will he throw much, or is it still going to be mainly run offense, you think, for Fairfield?
We're always going to be a run offense here. And the goal going in every year, 300 yards rushing a game.
Yeah.
But Coach Downs has taught you if we can add 50 to 60 yards passing, then get you closer to 400, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
And the other interesting thing to me, and I talked with Coach Townsend about it, Macklin Snyder gives you a little bit more opportunity also athletically to run than Brandon Mitchell last year.
Yeah, Macklin's, and that's something he's actually worked hard because he hadn't always been that kind of kid.
Is that right?
He's kind of grown into that to where we can move him out, and that's actually when his best throws are when he's out on the perimeter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at least rolling right.
Who's the setup in the backfield? I guess the Veer again, two wingbacks and a fullback.
Although they've added some stuff, they're going to go a little bit shotgun. They got a little bit of my favorite one's the Buffalo Wing package.
I heard about the Buffalo Wing package. Everybody's over 200 pounds out there, right?
It's a good sized backfield.
Yeah,
290-pound tight end.
Oh my goodness! Who's playing tight end? Brandon.
Brandon Thomas. He comes into the little brother spot.
Do they? Is it legal now to just like stick a T-shirt over him, or not a T-shirt, but a vest to change his number to be on the end of the line? Or although they can change, they can become eligible now.
You can report eligible.
Yeah. They've brought that down to high school.
We're primarily a double wing offense.
Okay.
And that's what we have been for the last
backs are
going to
be
6 years.
Backs are going to be
left side is going to be Brant McGill coming in at Colton's old spot. And then right side will be Wyatt Bora once again, which is where he was there last year.
So do you think Brant McGill's going to have quite the target on him like poor old Colton Land had last year?
I think most people are going to, you know, because Wyatt's been the guy that's gotten the more carries in the past. I think he's going to be the guy that a lot of teams target, at least early in the year, until they figure out how good Brant is as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I think Brant's been my pick for the surprising player on the Mules this year as far as what other people from other towns remember.
Offensively.
Because he hasn't had a whole lot of carries.
Right.
He's a 3-year starter in the secondary now. So he was behind Colton on that left side, so he hadn't had a whole lot of carries.
No, Colton didn't get hurt until like late in the season.
Yeah, and I mean, he had, but when he did, he came in and rushed for almost 200 yards against Susser last year.
Tell me a little bit about the fullback. Who's we're going to play fullback?
Well, we got a couple of them playing there. Tyler Hooper, junior, good-sized kid, and then Devin Butler, senior. Last time I was out of practice, they were kind of still rotating both of them. And that's what one of the things we do have, one of our strengths this year is depth and a little bit of versatility. We got a lot of kids, if they don't win one job, they'll probably wind up in another as far as fullbacks, tight ends, and linebackers, and even nose tackle. We got a lot of linebacker-nose tackle combos.
Oh, is that right?
Which is a little strange.
But that is, the depth of this team is a little different, isn't it?
We've got one kid, Lance Jolly, who's a little sawed-off guy.
Yeah.
But he's played nose tackle, he's played linebacker, he's played safety, all three in preseason practice.
Really?
That's a rare combo.
That is the safety slash nose tackle.
Yeah.
That's a little different. What's the line look like on one tight? You got returning tight end. You got Jaden Lewis, and he's big.
Yeah, Jaden's most talented kid we've had in a while, as far as just pure athleticism. Be curious to see how he grows and matures. As a junior now, he led us in catches last year. He was second on the team in tackles on defense, and he's an athlete we don't get too often in Fairfield.
And the other tight end will be Dylan Hefner.
He may
end up being as athletic as Jaden, just not as tall.
And actually, Dylan's probably just as tall now, just not quite as thick.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, he was special last year as a freshman, so they're excited for those two. The dynamic duo.
Is that what they're calling them?
That's what I'm calling them.
That's what you're going to call them.
And I've already texted Coach Towns next year's cover. I'm wanting those two dressed up as Batman and Superman. That's the cover next year. You heard it here first.
Who gets to be Superman?
I think Dylan's got that Clark Kent look.
See, going. I haven't seen the movie, so don't spoil it. I got to figure Superman wins. They got to become friends and form the super friends or something after the League of Justice.
Yeah, Justice League.
Justice League, yeah. Well,
you weren't a comic book nerd, were you?
I was, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Who's starting on the line?
Left tackle Bryce Lane stepping in, be his first year starting, and he's one of those kids. You put the pads and the shoulder pads on him, he just looks like a giant block.
Really?
He looks like a monster. He's one of those kids, if you're coming off the bus in pads, you want him coming off first.
Well, he's listed, my goodness, he's listed at 6'1", 235, but he's scarier than that.
He's one of those that you put, I think it's the block shape with the pads on.
You know what shocked me? Brandon Thomas came up to he came to my house to sell one of the cards, and he listed here at 300 pounds. I didn't think he was 300 pounds, but he is put together. He looked pretty good.
He's one of those kids that
is he going to play any offense or is he just
well
defense?
He's the tight end in that Buffalo wing package.
Yeah.
But he's not starting on the line. He's going to be starting on defense. And I know Coach Townsend said he's been unstoppable on defense this year.
Yeah. Who else on who's beside Bryce Lane?
Well, you got a little bit of a competition there. Alex King has been working there at guard quite a bit, and I am blanking on the other one that he's been competing with.
But, you told me you were going to be able to do this off the top of your head.
Well, here's the thing. I'm still not good at my job.
Okay, well, I'm going to put Alex.
Kyle Bowers.
That's right,
Kyle Bowers didn't play last year. He came back this year, and
that's interesting seeing Kyle Bowers out there. He had a good year on the JV basketball level. I thought he played pretty good and looked at was that flashing athleticism and
he moves well for his size.
It'd be interesting to see him out there playing football.
And he was a kid as a freshman was one of the better kids in that group, and then didn't go out last year as a sophomore. He's back as a junior.
Who's right tackle?
That's going to be Levi Belangi sliding over there. We have two starters back.
Yeah, he's
a
returning starter.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not returning to the same spots.
Really?
Yeah, Belangi's sliding over to the right tackle. And then Ryan Walters is going to move over to center. That's our two seniors that started last year. They're switching positions. And Coach Townsend brought up, they're switching positions, but they're actually going back to their older positions where they're more natural. They're kind of, he said they were playing out of position more last year than they were.
We haven't had a center the size of Ryan Walter for a long time. I mean, he had the Alec Wood years.
He had Alec Wood years. He had the Nick Vest years.
Yeah.
But
Ryan Walter.
That's a decent size.
Ryan Walter
was center for a while.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Ryan Walter at 6 feet, 260. Left guard? Right guard, pardon me.
Right guard would be Chip Simpson, Jacob Simpson. We call him Chip. I still don't know if I've ever heard exactly why, but I know they find it weird when I call him Jacob. So it's kind of like calling me Brian.
You know why? I'm confused of that too. The why it would be Chip.
Yeah, I've asked him before, and I can't remember.
like you said, you're not good at your job.
Never have been.
Taking a look at the other side of the ball, and let's go quickly through the defense because I want to get burn up through the rest of the league.
Defense is one of those.
And we're going to give picks later.
We've got a lot of guys rotating in and out, so it's hard to pick exact starters. The defensive end, and Townsend said Hefner and Lewis will be the two kids that probably play 90% of the snaps both ways. Otherwise, they're going to be platooning quite a bit.
Well, that's a great thing. Be platooning your defensive tackles, and they've moved back into the 5-2 this year.
Yeah, they're going to odd man front this year. I don't know if we should be giving that away, but yeah.
Well, no, he gave it away on the. I thought he gave that away on the show the other day.
He may have. No, I put it in the story anyway.
I guess I don't see Chester really listening to me to scout. They might. There might be some fans down there listening, but to tell the coach. 5-2 front, so that's two linebackers along with three down linemen and the two defensive ends.
Jolly and Simpson.
Okay.
But then, like I said, they've got Hooper, they've got Butler, they've got all kinds of guys.
And then back in the defensive backfield, you've got Bryce coming back. Yeah.
You've got Brant McGill, safety. And then Wyatt Boras back at corner. Jackson Kronovich stepping in at corner. And then Skylar Gray is going to play safety as well. Kobe Dagg's going to back up on defensive end. You got Thomas. You got Theron Stewart.
I'm looking for a little bit more height in the defensive backfield than in there.
We're pretty short there.
There's no Jordan Berner to defend against on Chester now.
No,
right?
But Chester's got – I mean, they've got some athletes there.
Savvy on stuff.
DeMonte Martin's going to be tough in the backfield. Chris Lane's back. Their quarterback's back. Chester's got a lot of their skill.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight's game. Chester having to make the long drive. And
you're not the one doing it.
That's right. They lost their best player to a graduation who went to SIU.
SIU.
And I don't see any SIU kids on this team from last year, but they might be anybody that good.
Johnson City has one that's committed to SIU, though.
That was Galdoni, right?
I mean, this year he's playing Max Edwards.
Oh, really?
I mean, a senior this year.
What's he playing?
Tackle. He's a 6'5", 275, big kid. He was a second team all conference last year, so one of the standout kids, but he's committed to SIU.
How about that? Good. And that's good for them.
I know they're already talking about Luca maybe next year.
Luca Galdoni?
Yeah, Nico's little brother.
Yeah, Nico was tough.
Yeah. Mink says Luca is just as good kicking, and he's a better athlete.
See, I thought Luca was as a freshman last year was just a stud on the field.
Yeah, he's better overall athlete. And
Luca Galdoni, ladies and gentlemen, plays for Johnston City. Yes. That's the tricky part. I'm picking the conference. You said that that all but one of the coaches picked El Dorado to win the conference. We haven't even talked about what El Dorado has coming back.
11 all conference players back.
They're loaded.
Yeah,
they are loaded. When you look at the conference, I hate to join the chorus, but I can't see picking anybody but El Dorado.
El Dorado's the pick this year, and I've talked to some of the other coaches that they're also looking. They think they can make some playoff noise this year too.
El Dorado, you've got your. Do they only have three road games? That can't be right.
They're at Vienna. They're at Sessa. They're at McLeansboro, and they're at Johnson City.
Sorry,
I was looking at last year.
Yeah. I've got the thing up here. El Dorado is, they're at Albion, and that's...
At Carmine, okay.
At Albion, that's listed as a home game here
on their
master schedule. So, yeah, El Dorado, one. You got to figure, are you figuring Chester or Johnston City for two? Depends what happens tonight, to tell you the truth.
The one coach that didn't vote for El Dorado voted for Chester.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
and it wasn't Chester's coach.
So. They've been so good for so many years.
Yeah. Well, before last year, they had a streak going of, I think, going to three or four straight.
Yeah.
Either won it outright or tied, because they tied with us in 2012.
Right. And they've just been so tough for so long. So what are you taking them? You put El Dorado to win, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm taking El Dorado to win. Second place, I'll go ahead and I'm going to take Johnston City.
I'm saying Chester.
Okay, I'm going to take Fairfield third.
Yep.
I'm going to take Chester fourth.
Johnson City.
Okay. All right. Now we're through the top half of the conference. At that point, are people sleeping on Carmine, you think?
Carmine's got the top recruit in the conference.
Yeah.
Jake Simon is being looked at by colleges. I know I've seen him listed as a top 10 quarterback in the state.
Really?
Which we don't see a whole lot of those.
No, we don't. And the thing is, does he have receivers who can catch?
Actually, all his receivers are back. Justice Stubblefield, I think, set the school record for receptions last year.
Yeah.
The Lamp kid's back. Easton Stewart's back. I mean, so all his receiving quarterback, his running back is back. They had one skill player senior last year, but their entire line was basically seniors last year. So they're replacing their whole line. They got all their skill kids back. And I think 8 of their 11 starters on defense last year were seniors. So they could be I've said they could be fun to watch just because it could be some shootouts.
Yeah, Carmine went 3-6 last season. The conference only put 4 teams in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, having that non-conference game, I think we get back to 5 teams to go this year.
Yeah,
and the way the close conference is set
so up. We're picking, you and I have basically picked the top four. The fifth conference team to go to the playoffs is probably going to be either, but take throw flip a coin between Cesar and Carmine. You think
Cesar, Carmine? I might even throw Edwards County in there, the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
And every coach I had,
the thing. The Edwards County kids have played tough. The Little Illini is not a weak sister's conference.
That's what. But they won one game last year. They were winless the year before that, and haven't won more in a game in several years. And they're going to come in, and they're probably. I think they can win 4 ball games or so.
They've got
4 or 5. From the outside in, that's going to look. It's going to be a bad reflection on the BDC. Everyone's going to see, well, it's an easier conference. That's why they were able to win so much. But they've also got one of their better teams they've had in a while.
That's right.
They've got the quarterback's 3-year starter. They got a stud on the lines and Seth McKenzie. So, I mean,
McKenzie's getting looked at by Division I schools.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of their better teams they've had as well. So, I mean, I think they're going to win some ball games, and people are going to blame it on them joining the BDC. But I think they would win some ball games in the LIC as well.
I think I said it on the show whenever Coach Rivers was here. I think I see them winning 3 or 4 games. I'd like to see them win 5 or 6.
They were one the more I talked to other coaches, the higher I got on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of other coaches are thinking they could win some ball games this year.
Well, what are we going to go then? What are you taking? Who are you taking fifth?
Carmine still.
You're going to take Carmine to get the fifth? I'm going to take – well, where's Carmine play Sasser? I'm looking at Carmine right now. Carmine plays.
Carmine is at Cesar week 9.
At Cesar week 9. That's a battle to get in the playoffs. I'm taking Cesar. I'm going to take Cesar Valier.
We know better than anyone. Weird things happen in Cesar.
Weird things happen in Cesar. Edwards County finds out tonight.
Cesar's got a loaded sophomore class.
Really?
They were the only team to beat Fairfield at the freshman level last year. And they got a junior quarterback who's back. That's actually one of the BDC only lost 2 senior quarterbacks last year.
Tell me about Mike Rude coming back to Vianna.
It's good to have him back. He was at Northland the last 2 years. Northland College, yeah. And I talked to him down at the All-Star game this summer and welcomed him back. And he said it wasn't anything to do with college. He said, I just didn't have the energy for the recruiting and everything that goes around the game.
Yeah.
Because I was coaching the same way. I just didn't have the time.
Well, he's
68 years old.
I was going to say he's got to be running close to 70.
He's 68, and he said college recruiting is not for a 68-year-old man, trying to at least not start in a program.
Does he still have who was it who was his assistant down there, Alway or whatever his name was? Who was his assistant down there? He had like a good assistant.
Al's been bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, Al's been all over the place. And Hamilton County and Christopher, looking at Christopher, CZR Bearcats, they're going to struggle.
I think so. And I mean, Coach McCurran's a good guy down there, but he just didn't have I don't think he has the talent this year.
The horses are down.
Their quarterback was back, but he moved.
Oh, gosh. And I think Hamilton County might get – they've been down. It's time for them to start bouncing back, I'm guessing.
I hope so. I mean, and that used to be week 9 for Mules for a few years.
Right.
And that was always winner got in the playoffs.
Right.
And since then, they've kind of fallen on some hard times.
Right. Now it's week 3.
They got a coach in their third year, though, and I know he's been excited because he's finally got a coaching staff.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, he's only had a couple of coaches, and that makes preparing hard.
That's tough to do.
I know he's talked about this time last year, they were putting in plays 5 and 6.
Yeah.
As this year, they've got the whole offense in already.
It is so tough to go in with your hands tied behind your back like that.
I know a lot of other sports coaches get a little bit jealous because there's a lot of coaching staffs have 5 or 6 paid employees.
Yeah,
but you need them in football the way the game's set up.
You really do. Well, I'm talking with Brian Weiss Turner. We've already taken El Dorado to win the conference. We're probably going to need to pick tonight. Do you want to pick tonight's game? We both took Fairfield taking third place, so I'm picking Fairfield to win.
But I forget who I had in second, though.
I know who you had in second. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Walks away. She said she was mine. She told me twice I
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We've already stepped out on the limb and have declared our champs for the Black Diamond Conference for the year. My name's Bruce Dickey. That's Brian Wees Turner across the way, and he just finished up the gigantic book for the newspaper. But nice job, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done on that, I thought.
It's always one of the roughest weeks of the year, but I'm always satisfied when it's done.
When you get a chance, who else is going to be good in Southern Illinois before we move on to anything else?
Couldn't even tell you. I know
you concentrate,
Newton,
don't you?
Robinson in the LIC. He's supposed to be pretty decent.
Lawrenceville lost a lot.
They got the quarterback, though. Quarterback back. And hoping for some Winningham to Winningham touchdowns this year.
Oh, yeah.
Freshman brother playing varsity this year. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet you they're hoping for that. And they've got that nice field.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
That's the one thing Sarah misses the most was the turf field.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, she gets muddy now?
Well, just... And, you know, she's an athletic trainer, and she thinks a lot of injuries due to our practice field.
Oh, is that right?
And because up there, you know, you practice on turf, you play on turf. And
it's a little chunky.
We have quite a few more shoulder injuries down here, and she blames it on our practice field.
I did not know that. Let's look at a little older folks. We're going to talk about college just for a second, but
speaking of older folks, how old is your middle linebacker at Illinois?
Hardy?
I remember when he played in the NFL.
You like Hardy?
Hardy Nickerson.
Yeah, I love Hardy. I love Hardy.
That's when you know you're getting old, is guys you remember watching play in college, having their sons in college.
Yeah, and Hardy Nickerson now our defensive coordinator as well. And I did not realize he'd been out of coaching or out of playing for 10 years or however long he's been out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while since he played. How many national championships will Lovey end up with at the University of Illinois?
I mean, at least 11, right?
At least 11. That's kind of what I was figuring. That'd be now through 2017.
Here's my question, though. You got Wes Lunt back at quarterback.
27, pardon me.
He's only got one wide receiver to throw to, right?
You got
Hardy.
You got Justin Hardy.
Who else is he going to throw to? Because he ain't going to throw it to Malik Turner.
Well, you never know.
Rochester, Sacred Heart, Griffin. Battle of the Leonards right there in your pitch and catch combo.
I guess that's right. Yeah, that might be a little bit difficult. No, actually, you'd like Lovey's hire, though, right?
It's the best you could have hoped for. And I wasn't a big Lovey fan, but
it's the best
University
we could have
of
hoped
Illinois,
for.
That's the best you could have done.
Yeah, that's kind of how I looked at it.
If he'd been hired at USC, I would have been a little disappointed. But Illinois, I mean,
Who you got?
Clay Helton.
Yeah, so
I'd say I would have been. I'd take Lovey over.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell me about Clay Helton. So is that Todd's brother?
Clay got hired because
is that
Warren.
Todd's brother?
Actually, I'd watch him be his brother, and we not even know it. I say Clay got the job, and I had nothing against Clay. Clay got the job because he's not Sarkisian.
That's true.
You know,
Sarkisian had a problem last year.
Yeah.
At USC. And so USC actually probably a little bit most pollsters and folks think Illinois is going to stink. Thinks Illinois is going to stink on ice. I think we'll be better than what folks are saying.
Where do you see your wins?
I'm putting us at 7.
So I know I've seen some saying 3.
Yeah. I saw one guy say 2. He saw us winning.
You're going to beat Murray State.
Going to beat Murray State. Going to beat Kent State.
You going to beat Purdue?
Yes.
Kent State.
Or who's the third week?
Western Michigan.
It's at Champaign.
True.
I'm taking the Illini. That's 2.
Purdue.
You win.
Minnesota at home.
5. Is that 4 or 5? That's 5. That's 4.
That's 4.
Northwestern is good, but
that's at Northwestern last week of the year.
Well, last time we were up there, we just drilled them.
I mean, Northwestern tends to Northwestern at the end of the year. So
yeah, they get hurt, and they're not as deep as everybody else because they can't their academics are too high.
Fighting for what, 5th place, probably.
Probably. I'd love to see if we get 7 wins. I'd be jumping.
I think you're on
joy.
The upswing. I just don't know if it's there this year.
No, well,
which you'd like with a fifth year senior quarterback. But
tell me about the NFL this year. Who's going to be the big stud teams? Who's the big sleepers? Who's the big studs?
Studs, obviously Seattle. That just goes without saying.
Is Carolina going to make it back to the Super Bowl, or was that a one time? Was
they
that
a
one time?
Right,
they had a
year.
Lot of things go right, and then they got rid of their best cornerback. I didn't understand that.
Which, I mean, Norman was good, but he was a little bit of the system too. So
yeah,
I think he can wind up being a disappointment in Washington, not because he's not good, but just because he's not going to do what he did in Carolina.
Cam Newton was indestructible last year.
Yeah,
and he's.
I think. I think it's back to Seattle, Green Bay, fighting for the NFC.
So you're not even letting Carolina get back to the to the top echelon.
And then the other one, if it's not Seattle, that means it's probably Arizona out there in the West.
Yeah.
I think that's a good battle this year.
Well, we already had the show with Jamie Hodges, and I did pick Arizona to go to the Super Bowl.
So and I still think New England this year in the AFC.
And I picked New England too.
Revenge tour once Brady's back.
So who do you pick to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Seattle.
All right. So you've got Seattle Patriots. I've got Arizona versus the Patriots, and it's only the only reason I'm picking Arizona is because that's who I changed to when the Rams left.
I was getting ready to ask if you're going to get any Rams games this year.
You're funny. Funny guy. I'm
actually hoping my team moves.
It's very well, yeah, your team be going to Vegas.
Yeah, I want to go to Vegas. Any other place, I'd be a little upset, but I'm completely on board with the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'll bet you are.
I'm more likely to see them.
Didn't
in
they
Vegas
already trademark something or other the other day? They were talking about Mark Davis trademarked some kind of new look or something.
I still think they're just, I mean, my call is they stay in Oakland, but
how are they going to stay in Oakland? They're going to build them a stadium? They can't stay in that stadium.
That's the city that's taken the hardest line on, we are not giving you tax money, which is what's led to hope. But yeah, my fear is they wind up in like San Antonio.
They're not going to. I think they'll get to Vegas. I think the Mark Davis will sell the team and somebody will put them there.
NHL broke the ice and now we can follow.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with that.
I think that they'll get to Vegas.
I'll fly out to Vegas for Raiders.
What's Jimmy Garoppolo going to do for the first 4 weeks for the Patriots? Are they going to win anything?
Go back and look at what Matt Cassell did.
He was pretty good.
Yeah. He was one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, he was tough.
I've always said Matt Castle was always the biggest argument against Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. Because
you got me on your side for that. You know, you've got me on your side. I'm one of the few football fans. Yeah, well, probably a lot. Yeah, I'm an anti. That's probably more heart than brain. But
got a second EIU quarterback starting in the NFL though.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Eastern should be proud.
Although still isn't as many coaches as I've had.
Although how many games will Tony Romo start when you're talking about Eastern Illinois quarterbacks?
After Cliff Averill got a hold of him last night, I have no idea. Yeah, Seattle put a whooping on him.
All right,
three plays.
So you've got the Patriots versus Seattle. I've got Arizona versus the Patriots as well. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? We got to pick a champ.
I'm going Seattle.
I'm going Arizona.
And
we're gonna
run it from the 2 yard line this time.
Are you really?
Yeah.
This time, it's the rematch of Super Bowl 49, right? Yeah. Or was that 50? Yes.
Lynch is gonna unretire at halftime.
Who's replaced Lynch?
Actually, right now, Christine Michael, who they waived last year with Dallas, got waived there and wound up back in Seattle when Lynch got hurt last year.
See, that's the thing with Seattle. They can like, mess around a little bit on offense because their defense is so good.
And I mean, their quarterback could move, and
the quarterback.
Their offensive line is actually horrible. You look at any offensive line.
So
ranking,
you're picking a team to win the Super Bowl with
a bottom four offensive line.
Let's go to the real question.
Russell Wilson, baby.
Oh gosh, let's go to the real question. How much feed Bruce Dickey Schadenfreude? How many games will the Rams win? Please tell me no more than like 4 or 5, 6, something like that.
I don't know, is Jeff Fisher coaching?
Yes.
7-9. Just because of that one, I'm not a 7-9 coach. He's going 7-9.
Oh, have you been watching Hard Knocks?
I haven't watched any of this.
You haven't watched Hard Knocks?
I haven't watched Hard Knocks.
Oh, it's great.
Years.
The players aren't all that particularly interesting, but what's interesting is how stupid some of them are. It's
the one
just
I like
great watching. They make fun of them. You can tell NFL films just basically make fun of these players for being stupid. I guess that's
who was
maybe
the lineman that didn't believe in dinosaurs but believed in mermaids?
William Hayes.
Yeah, William Hayes.
How about the number one draft pick quarterback who doesn't know where the sun rises and sets?
Oh, Jared Goff. Well, if you're in California, it's always sunny.
It was always sunny for him. He was in Northern California.
Or is that Carson
boy.
Wentz now? Out in Philadelphia.
Thanks. Oh, Weez, it's always a pleasure.
Have a good time.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today, and best of luck to both of us. I hope we're wrong on the BDC and Fairfield goes 9-0.
Yeah, always.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We'll be back next week. Thanks very much for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show, folks. Have a great weekend.